Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank you for joining us here on the East Coast at 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. In the first part of our show, we talked to author Walter Danley about his new book, The Tipping Point. Now it's time to switch over to music, and we're joined by the Prince of Soul, Calvin Richardson. He's making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. We're also going to be hearing a song from Calvin called We're Together, so you have that to look forward to as well. But Calvin, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for being on with us, man.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Look, man, we really appreciate it, and we definitely want to thank our friends at Lazy Promotion for helping us to secure this interview. So, as I mentioned, Calvin, we're going to be listening to a single called We're Together a little bit later. But talk to us about this experience for you. I mean, you have fans literally across this country and beyond that have fallen in love with your music. What has it been like for you to share your music with the world this way?
I mean, it's been a blessing, man. You know, I've been in the business for quite some time. Now, my first album came out in 99, and so, you know, I've been building my fan base, man, one fan at a time, and, you know, over the years, you know, I've collected quite a few supporters out there, man, and to be able to just continue to be able to do what I do without, you know, being independent, you know what I'm saying, at this state of the game, and, you know, having the type of support that I have, man, it's, you know, it's really good for me. It feels good.
Yeah. Well, you know what, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that, and I was going to bring up, you know, that here you are, as you said, you know, beginning in the late, you know, in the late 90s. The world has definitely changed a lot in that time, Calvin. Of course, the way that we get music has changed a lot. You've gone from having to, you know, wait on letters from fans to now being able to instantly connect with them through social sites. And, you know, it was before you'd have to go to a concert to be able to enjoy your favorite artist, but now you can find them by a few clicks, you know, of a few keys. You know, how has the Internet helped you in reaching the world? Because, you know, gone are the days where touring has to be the only way. Now you're able to connect with people so, you know, instantly. How has the Internet helped you in that way?
Well, I mean, I think it has helped tremendously, man. Like you said, you can connect with the world at the click of a button now. You could be talking to somebody in Japan or, you know, on any of four corners of the earth, man. And so it's...
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, and how it broadened the fan base, you know, because they're exposed to your music and what we do. They want to go on YouTube or, you know, Instagram, anything,
right.
Any of those social media sites, man. It's just, you know, it's pretty powerful, you know.
Right. And, you know, I think, you know, one of the great things about artists like yourself, Calvin, is that you have had not only industry insiders, you know, appreciate your music, you know, being nominated for awards like the Grammy, but also, of course, as I mentioned, being able to have fans that just love good music. What do you think it is about music by you that connects with people? I know you are the Prince of Soul. Do you think it's the very thought that you reach people on the inside with the kind of music you produce?
Yeah, well, you know, my mom always told me, man, what comes from the heart goes to the heart. And so, you know, from the inside, I come with my music, and then, you know, it goes on the inside of people, and there's a connection there, man. And once the connection is made, you know, I have a fan for life, man, and the supporters is there. And, you know, the things that I write and sing about, the things that I talk about, the message that's in the music, man, I think that's the most important part that draws people in. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, I think that is one of the things that I think people are able to get. You know, for a lot of people, Calvin, they look at success by how many albums they've sold, and you've definitely done that, you know, or how many fans they have, and you definitely have that. For you, is success really, though, being able to stay true to what you love as an artist and to be able to create that for your fans?
Absolutely. That's the success for me. It don't come by the number of albums sold. But, you know, the way that music has changed, you know, evolved, and I'm still, you know, relevant, and still the message is, I'm still able to get my message to the people, and, you know, and they still are there for it, open, waiting to receive it. That's success for me, you know what I'm saying, to be able to, like I said, I've been in the music business ever since 1999 was when my first album came out. And so, you know, here we are, you know, years and years later, you know, I'm still able to connect with my fans, and, you know, they still want what I have now just as much or more so than they did back then, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I saw it even when I posted that you were coming on the program. I saw it on Facebook and Twitter, the way that people respond to it, you know, and it definitely, I think, is one of the, you know, one of the sides that you are reaching people. And as you say, you know, if it comes from the heart, it definitely reaches the heart. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Calvin Richardson is with us. He's the Prince of Soul, but we've been talking to him not only about, you know, being the Prince of Soul, but what it's been like for him to create music that reaches the soul. He's been able to find fans around the world thanks to not only events, but also now because of the Internet. Calvin, take us into the live experience, because that is one thing that you are still doing consistently. Take us into what it's like for you to be up on that stage, to be able to give so much of yourself, and to feel that coming back at you.
Well, I mean, I think that's what I look forward to the most. I mean, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, but being able to go out on stage and give to the fans in that live setting and receive, you know, the love that they give to me for the music, I mean, it's amazing, man. It's an amazing feeling, and, you know, I look forward to it every week. You know, when there's nothing else, when everything else is kind of down in my life, or if I'm feeling a certain way, when I step on the stage, man, I leave all that stuff behind the curtain or on the other side of the door. When I come out, man, it's just a whole nother life, you know, that it takes on, you know what I'm saying, just from the energy, like I said, and the love, that the connection that I have with my fans, man, it's a powerful thing.
Right. I think talking about that connection, Calvin, is a great segue to the single we're going to be listening to here. Talk to us about We're Together. It's a single that people can actually hear on your website, which we'll be giving out a little bit later. But talk to us about the song.
Well, the song, We're Together, you know, it came out, I put it out in September last year. It was the first single from my album to come, but I pushed the album back. But, you know, togetherness, man, is... it's where we all have to be, and that's, you know, it's what we strive to be as people. You know, separation is really, you know what I'm saying, it don't really take you anywhere. Like, you know, once you come together, like even in a relationship, or, you know, whether it's business, whether it's a romantic relationship or any kind of relationship that you may have, togetherness, you know, that's a real powerful thing. You know, once you come together with somebody, you know, you seeing things eye to eye. You know, you can get things done on a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it was really basically about, you know, my fans and the connection that I have with my fans and just being with them, you know, and just showing that, you know, together we stand, divided, you know what I'm saying, with nothing. I'm nothing without my fans. I'm nothing, you know, without the love that they give to me, I wouldn't be putting this music out here, so on and so forth, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I think that's one of the things that people will definitely be able to get from it. And I think, too, be able to feel whatever it is that connects with them. Here is the single, We're Together. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Calvin Richardson. Make sure you guys stay with us.
This is for the one that you love. You've been with them for a long time.
That was recording artist Calvin Richardson with his single We're Together here on Conversations Live, of course, for our East Coast at 92.3, but also online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. You know, Calvin, you know, we talked about, of course, that togetherness that you feel with your fans. It was funny getting ready for this show. I noticed that one of your fans named Erica, that actually lives in Houston, Texas, had posted that she's looking forward to seeing, you know, you have a show in Birmingham, Alabama next week. And and it really, I think, shows the dedication. Now, here's this, you know, this fan that lives in Houston, Texas, willing to go to Birmingham, Alabama just to be able to see you. When you see things like that, how does that make you feel about not only what you've been able to build, but what people have come to expect from you?
I mean, man, you know, it's awesome, man. You know, I have people... You know, I was in Grenada a few weeks ago, and I had this lady and her husband come up to me and tell me that they came all the way down from Richmond, Virginia to see me because, you know, it's been a while since I've been that way. And they had family this way, and their husband, they had told them that I was going to be in town or whatever doing a show, and they came all the way down just to see the show, man. So, you know, I mean, I'm really blessed, man. You know, I tell my fans all the time, you know, they are – my royal family, you know what I mean? I'm the prince of soul, and they definitely are my royal family, and they support me no matter where I'm at, man. They come out, you know?
All right. So, again, as I mentioned, Calvin will be in Birmingham, Alabama. That's coming up on Saturday, May the 25th. All the details are on his website, which we'll be giving out a little bit later, but it's simply his name, IamCalvinRichardson.com, is where you guys can go for more information. So, you know, here you are, you know, as you said, you know, you've been in the game since 1999, Calvin. Here we are in 2013. You're still producing great music, still have fans that love you, finding other ways of being able to connect with you now thanks to the internet. As far as, you know, what you've been able to learn, what do you hope you're able to share the generation that's coming up? Because you know just like I know, not everybody gets the type of longevity that you've been able to enjoy. So what do you say to those coming up in music about the importance of treating it like a business but also being true to themselves in the process?
When it comes to the music, man, it's all what you put in it determines what you get out of it. And by that I mean, you know, I had a conversation with Frankie Beverly, the great Frankie Beverly, and you know, he told me, you know, I put him in the mind of himself in his younger days, and he was just like, you know, you just gotta focus on continuing to make good music. You know, that should always be your focus and your goal. You know, he told me that he never had a number one record, you know, he never had a record that was in the you know, the top 20. But you know, Frankie Beverly is still at his age, still able to get out here and sell out, you know, arenas. You know, you got some of the top artists that we think of today opening up for him. You know, he built his fan base, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, one fan at a time, man. So, you know, to all the other artists that's coming up, you know, that should be, you know, definitely a focus. Like, always continue to think about not just today, make a record for today that fits in for today, but you know, you always got to think about tomorrow when you're trying to be around, because longevity is the key. I've seen a lot come ahead of me, and I've seen a lot come after me that's, you know, not around anymore. They're not able to do any work, and it's because, you know, the type of music and following the fads, you know what I mean? So with me, my number one thing, you know what I'm saying, it's been that way since day one, and it'll continue to be that way until, you know, I can't make music anymore. It's to just continue to make good music with good messages, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think that is one of the great things. You know, I think that is, I think the key for all of us, you know, it really is about, you know, being true. And that truth is then what resonates, I think, with people. Again, everyone, Calvin Richardson, the single you guys heard here is We're Together. That single is also on his website, which is IamCalvinRichardson.com. From that website, you can actually go and find him on the social sites and, of course, being able to stay in contact with his schedule as well. Calvin, man, congratulations to you on the success you've been able to have, and thanks a lot for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me.
Hey, man, no problem. You're welcome back anytime. Now, again, we want to thank our good friends at Lacey Promotion for setting this up for us. And if any of you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you can find the link there by going to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I did get confirmation yesterday as we announced DMX will be on this program next Thursday at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. That's 3:30 Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast. Going to be a great conversation, not only to talk about his journey in music, but he has a new film that's coming out later on this year we're going to be talking about as well. So, again, all that information can be found on our website at conversationsliveradio.com. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.